They say the first year of marriage was the hardest. If the blade to my new husband's throat was any indication, they, whoever they were, would be right. But this wasn't my husband. Not really. Sure, this was Alistair's body, and sure, he was probably hidden somewhere, crouched low in the recesses of his own mind. But the man looking through Alistair's eyes and wearing Alistair's skin was not my husband. He was some kind of dark fae, and he'd taken over. What have you done with him? Where is he? I'd meant it to come out as commanding, but I didn't quite hit the mark. I was a frantic mess at best, and the monster wearing my husband's skin knew it. This was what I got for coming to Faerie. Literally, every single person with any lick of sense said demons could get possessed here. They said it was too risky. They said Alistair was in danger by following me to this place. Did I listen? Of course not. I smiled, nodded, and did whatever the fuck I wanted to anyway, and look where we were. Look at what happened to the man I loved. I should have known something was off the moment I saw Alistair fall in the gorge. We'd been trying to keep the Unseelie Fae back. We were trying to stop Verena and whatever cracked plot she was trying to carry out. I thought we'd succeeded. Peering into the strikingly blue eyes of Alistair's hijacked face, I'd say we missed one. I saw the lie cross his face before he opened his mouth. No, not today, buddy. Think very carefully about what you say next. I could practically feel my molars cracking from how hard I was clenching my jaw. And if my blade happened to nick his neck, well, it was just a sign that I meant business. And yeah, this was far too close to home for me. Not just that it was Alistair, not that it was the man I loved being used in such a fashion. No, this was Maria all over again. This was everything I'd buried bubbling up to the surface. And if Alistair's face wavered a little due to some unshed tears, well, I'd say I'd earned them. Not Alistair took that moment to pounce, bringing the sword from his scabbard up and knocking my blade away from his neck. I scrambled back a step before our swords clashed. Or, rather, my athame went from dagger-sized to short-sword-sized after I pressed the rune on the handle. And I attacked. My fencing skills were weak at best, but no rules swordplay. Aiden had once said I was a natural. Still, this guy was parrying every single strike like he was humoring me rather than fighting for his life. I am not your enemy, not Alistair's mouth said, but his voice was no longer my husband's. It had a burr of something else I couldn't place. A smokiness that had never been there before, not even when he'd been phased. Really? You got a funny way of showing it. My frustration bubbled up inside my chest as I slashed and parried. I couldn't say why I didn't want to use the power that roiled beneath my skin, but I didn't. I could kill him. I could hurt him. But I didn't want to because of the face he wore. It was a weakness I knew I had, but I didn't have the luxury of time to analyze it.